Chapter 1, the SPSV industry. Chapter overview. This chapter gives a general overview of the role of NTA in relation to the small public service vehicle sector. About the National Transport Authority, NTA. The importance of the SPSV industry. Licensing vehicles, drivers and dispatch operators. Rules and regulations for SPSVs and their drivers. Getting an SPSV on the road. National SPSV Registers, License Database. 1.1. About the National Transport Authority, NTA. Introduction. The manual contains the SPSV guidelines and regulations set out by the National Transport Authority, NTA. This manual has been created to help you apply for and maintain SPSV licenses. Note, the SPSV license referred to in this manual is the license that allows a vehicle to be operated as an SPSV. It is different to the SPSV driver license, which allows a person to drive an SPSV. What is the NTA? Established by the Minister for Transport on the 1st of December 2009, the NTA is a statutory, non-commercial body operating under the control and guidance of the Department of Transport. The NTA includes the previous regulatory organisation, the Commission for Taxi Regulation, which became part of NTA in 2011. It is the licensing authority for small public service vehicles, SPSVs. Its functions include the development and maintenance of a regulatory framework for control and operation of SPSVs and their drivers. It also includes associated services such as booking services by app, telephone and walk-ins. The NTA also has duties assigned under the Taxi Regulation Acts 2013 and 2016 and other relevant regulations. The NTA objectives. Here are the main objectives of the NTA. Promote and support the provision of affordable, high-quality services delivered by SPSVs and their drivers. Invest in activities that improve and support affordable, high-quality SPSV services. Help increase the connection and placement of taxi services into the public transport system. Manage the development of a professional, safe, well-organized and customer-friendly service. Commit to the protection and respect of both SPSV operators and their customers. Encourage and support competition for SPSV services and standards, including pricing, fares, and customer satisfaction. Help small public service vehicles become more available and affordable for people with disabilities, mobility, or sensory challenges. Improve the services offered by small public service vehicles. Promote progress and innovation through support and investment. Strengthen and encourage development of high-quality affordable services that meet customer needs, including passengers with mobility or sensory impairments. Continue to develop and improve a licensing system that centres on the customer, along with regulations and standards for all SPSV license holders and drivers. NTA responsibilities and legal powers. Regulation. The NTA can and is allowed to create regulations and set standards related to the licensing, control and operation of SPSV drivers, vehicles, renters, dispatch operators, bookings and other services. Licensing. Licenses are given only to SPSV drivers, vehicle operators and dispatch operators or other booking services who meet the expected quality standards. It is against the law to work in the SPSV industry without the correct license or licenses. Compliance. The NTA tracks and checks the industry to make sure that the law is followed across Ireland. It investigates complaints from the public and, when it is necessary, the NTA fines or prosecutes any breach of the law or SPSV legislation. Customer and industry information. The NTA provides a set of information services to the public and to the industry. There is a complaints process and a commendation scheme for SPSV drivers who deliver high-quality service. Skills development. The NTA is responsible for making sure that SPSV operators meet high standards of knowledge and skill so that customers can experience the best service possible. Policy development. The NTA works to connect SPSV services with the public transport system, ensuring that enough services are available nationally and that these services are suitable and can be used by people with disabilities. We work closely with government departments, local councils, on Garda Síochána and other various groups to ensure that issues related to SPSV services are included in the development of national, regional and local policies. We are continuously working toward rules and regulations that are correct and fair for customers, SPSV operators and SPSV license holders. Advisory Committee on Small Public Service Vehicles. The Advisory Committee on Small Public Service Vehicles, also known as the Taxi Advisory Committee, is chosen by the Minister for Transport, Tourism and Sport. It gives correct guidance and advice on issues that are important to SPSVs and their companies. The Advisory Committee speaks for many different partners and interested groups across the country, including SPSV operators and drivers, local authorities and councils, An Garda Síochána, customers and consumers, people with disabilities, businesses, older people, tourism sectors, competition interests, specialist experts. The NTA can submit key issues related to SPSVs to the Advisory Committee for advice and use the advice to help make decisions. However, the NTA can decide whether to take or act on the advice of the Advisory Committee. Further information. For more information on the policies, processes and the Advisory Committee on SPSV, go to the NTA website, www.nationaltransport.ie. 1.2. The importance of the SPSV industry. SPSV categories. SPSVs play an important part in the national public transport system. They are the only type of public transport service that provides a personalised service, door-to-door, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. There are 6 categories of SPSVs: taxis, wheelchair accessible taxis, limousines, hackneys, wheelchair accessible hackneys, local area hackneys. Industry standards. The NTA's main goal is to ensure delivery of excellent service by SPSV operators to the travelling public through a professional, regulated SPSV service run by professional drivers, vehicle owners, dispatch operators and booking services. The NTA industry standards aim to increase the quality of service provided by the SPSV industry, grow public confidence in the service, improve and provide business opportunities for operators who meet and exceed high standards. 1.3. Licensing vehicles, drivers and dispatch operators. Licensing areas. There are 3 main areas of licensing in the SPSV industry. 1. Driver licenses are provided by An Garda Síochána with the support of NTA. 2. Vehicle licenses are provided and managed by NTA. 3. Dispatch operator licenses are provided and managed by NTA. SPSV driver licenses. Standard SPSV driver licenses. A person with a standard SPSV driver licence given by An Garda Síochána is licensed to drive any category of SPSV. Local Area Hackney Driver Licences. The holder of a Local Area Hackney Driver Licence, which is a non-standard SPSV driver licence, is licensed to drive only Local Area Hackneys. When driving a taxi, the driver is only licensed to pick up passengers in the county or counties where they have been given a licence. An SPSV driver is allowed to drive their own licensed vehicle, drive a licensed vehicle owned by another person, be employed as a driver by another person. The rules and requirements for driver licensing and the processes involved are in Chapter 2, SPSV Driver Licensing. SPSV Licenses. An SPSV driver may drive for hire or payment only in a licensed SPSV. Vehicle license categories. Each SPSV category has its own vehicle license. Taxi license, wheelchair accessible taxi license, limousine license, hackney license, wheelchair accessible hackney license, local area hackney license. A vehicle may only be licensed in one category at any time. The rules and requirements for vehicle licensing are described in Chapter 3, Choosing a Vehicle to Use as an SPSV. Vehicle licensing processes are described in Chapter 4, Vehicle Licensing. Dispatch Operator Licenses. An SPSV dispatch operator is an individual or organisation that provides a booking service for SPSVs. The NTA believes that dispatch operators are very important in providing first-class service to the travelling public, specifically in improving the delivery of door-to-door services to people with disabilities. Dispatch operators take and arrange passenger bookings for SPSVs or can be contacted directly by passengers who want to hire an SPSV themselves. The NTA gives dispatch operator licenses to individuals or companies that meet a specific set of rules and standards. The requirements for licensing and the processes involved are described in Appendix C, Dispatch Operator Licensing. 1.4. Rules and Regulations for SPSVs and Their Drivers. Under the Taxi Regulation Acts 2013 and 2016, to reach and continue to build a high-quality SPSV service, NTA is authorised to create rules and make sure they are followed related to the licensing, control and operation of SPSV drivers, SPSVs, SPSV dispatch operators. People working in the SPSV industry must also comply with a wider range of regulations that apply to them as road users and as business service providers. These regulations are enforced by different types of government and legal organisations. NTA's dedicated compliance team works together with An Garda Síochána to monitor and enforce SPSV regulations. This can be done by each organisation independently or through joint operations. Governing bodies. NTA works closely with various governing bodies and, when necessary, shares information with them. We want to make sure that all SPSV operators work to the same high standards, providing high quality services to the public. The list below is an example of some of the advising bodies. An Garda Síochána, the Road Safety Authority, RSA, local authorities, National Standards Authority of Ireland Legal Metrology Service, the Health Service Executive, the Revenue Commissioners, the Department of Social Protection, the Department of Transport, the Health and Safety Authority, the Equality Authority, the Office of the Ombudsman, the Competition Authority, the Office of the Data Protection Commissioner. The Benefits of Regulation. The NTA is responsible for setting standards that must be met by all operators in the SPSV industry. We are committed to keeping all stakeholders involved in the SPSV industry up to date and informed of its work and research through its website www.nationaltransport.ie. Regulation benefits both SPSV operators and their customers. Equal opportunities. Regulation ensures that equal opportunity for everyone in the industry, so legally approved operators do not have to compete for business with people who have not met the relevant standards. High quality service. Customers can expect high standards of vehicle comfort and safety and a high quality of customer service. Positive reputation. Regulation and high quality bring positive attention to the SPSV industry, protect standards, and present a professional image to the travelling public. Profit growth. Customers have greater confidence in the industry and choose to use its services because there is a set of clear standards and rules that are checked and followed. 1.5. Getting an SPSV on the road. You must follow the SPSV regulations even if you drive your own vehicle, drive a vehicle owned by someone else, or work as an employee for another person or group. SPSV regulations. To drive an SPSV, you must have a valid SPSV driver license in addition to your regular driver license. A licensed SPSV vehicle. The vehicle must hold a valid and up-to-date license to operate in one of the six categories of SPSV. A valid insurance certificate. The vehicle must be insured to operate as an SPSV. A valid roadworthiness certificate. The vehicle must have a current National Car Test NCT certificate. Tax clearance. You must be up to date in your tax affairs and maintain your tax clearance status throughout the period of your license. Your tax clearance status will be checked online by NTA. A driver to vehicle link. At all times, you need to provide NTA with details of the SPSV vehicle you are driving. This information is available to the public. NTA keeps a record of every licensed SPSV and the driver who currently owns or is connected to it. This is described further in Chapter 5, Working as an SPSV Operator. Further information. Contact NTA's SPSV information line on 0818 064 000 or visit the website at www.nationaltransport.ie. The SPSV Skills Development Programme. Every successful business invests in ongoing training and skills development. The SPSV business operates in a constantly changing and challenging world. The industry relies heavily on personal skills, and it will only succeed if SPSV operators also invest in their own learning and development. The NTA Skills Development Programme for SPSV operators is designed to help you develop the set of everyday skills you need to work in the SPSV industry. We are committed to developing and improving the Skills Development Programme in line with international and industry standards. SPSV Driver Entry Test. If you are a new SPSV driver license applicant, you must pass the SPSV driver entry test, which has two modules, industry knowledge module, area knowledge module, county specific. Safeguarding and disability awareness. Once you pass the SPSV driver entry test, you must then complete the free online e-learning modules, Safeguarding Module, Disability Awareness Module. Area Knowledge Module. If you already hold an SPSV driver license and you wish to stand or apply for hire in a county other than the one in which you were originally licensed, you will be required to pass the Area Knowledge Module for the additional area. This is called an Area Knowledge Test. You may also be asked to sit and pass the area knowledge test before your license is renewed. If during the previous 3 years, NTA receives 3 or more complaints relating to your area knowledge. To understand the qualification process in detail, go to Chapter 11, Preparing for Your Test. 1.6, National SPSV Registers, License Database. National Register. Under Section 18 of the Taxi Regulation Act 2013 and 2016, NTA must keep an official list of licences known as the National Register. NTA allows other agencies to access this register, where permitted, to ensure law enforcement and compliance. This register is not accessible to the wider public. The National Register includes details on license holders, vehicles, and SPSV driver licenses. License holder information. For license holders, the register includes the following additional details: the name and address of the license holder, the date on which the license was given, details of any license suspension, including the length of time of the suspension, the reason for the suspension, and details about all the removals of such suspensions. Vehicle license information. For vehicle licenses, the register includes the following additional details: the vehicle license number, the registration number of the licensed vehicle, the SPSV category the license is for or applies to, details of any changes of the vehicle connected with the license. SPSV driver license information. For SPSV driver licenses, the register includes the following additional details: the SPSV driver license number, the SPSV driver license photograph, the county or counties where the SPSV driver license has been given. Public online register. By law, a small section of the license record information above is available to the general public on NTA's consumer-facing website, www.transportforireland.ie. NTA does not share or publish the following details on their website: address details of license holders, details of suspensions or cancellations of licenses, certain personal details about the license holder. However, in line with Section 18 of the Taxi Regulation Acts 2013 and 2016, it must give details of any license holder if there is a written request for a certificate of information. There is a fee for this type of request. The information published on NTA's consumer-facing website, www.transportforireland.ie, includes the following: SPSV driver license information, SPSV driver license number, the holder's name, licensed areas of operation, license expiry date. Vehicle license information, vehicle license number, license type, vehicle registration number, license expiry date. Dispatch operator information, dispatch operator license number, company name, contact name, license status, license expiry date. Further information. You can contact NTA in a few ways. Phone 0818 064 000 SPSV information line. Email taxis@nationaltransport.ie. Complete the Contact Us form on NTA's industry website, https://contactus.nationaltransport.ie/.